and you're down at the assessor has you down at 590,736. Did you not know that?
I knew. Well, my figure said it was like 1.5, but then I know that when we were talking with our client, they had indicated that their requested value was just a little bit below that, actually, at like 420. But we're getting really close now.
Okay. So. Well, I was going to ask before you went into your spiel whether or not that 590 figure would work, but are they still wanting the 420?
For my request, I got to represent the 420, and I can give you, you know, how they came about that. And then this 520, we're getting a lot closer. I think they had 1.5 on the list here. So.
Yeah, that apparently that had been a mistake, and so it was corrected. So that's why it's down where it is now. Okay.
Gotcha.
All right. So in any event, go ahead.
Yeah, so one thing that we just wanted to just double check on this property is that it's 2,980 square feet. I had a note here that you guys are using just a slightly higher figure, like it's around 3,175, like 3,175 square feet. So I just wanted to double check the square footage. And then basically our request is using a triple net lease at $15 a square foot, which is basically where our client felt the market rent for a restaurant would be.
Okay. They're checking on the square footage thing right now.
Okay, the base is 3175. The adjusted is 3252.
So that would include the restaurant and the walkways outside, I believe.
The adjusted?
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
No, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear that.
Okay. I'm going to let them speak into the
it's
assessor.
It's 3,175 on the base area and 3,252 adjusted.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know how you do it. I know that the leasable area here we have is only 2,980. It's looks like about 300 square feet off. Or yeah. Sorry, 200 square foot off.
Yeah, we went out and remeasured it, so.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, if you've already remeasured it, that was my only note here on the square footage, the characteristics.
Maybe they have it in the lease that says 29, so they haven't measured it.
Yeah, that's what it is. On the rent roll, which we submitted, I know they're leasing based off of 2,980. Square feet.
Yeah, I'd have to take another look at it.
If we're down to 520, I mean we're within shooting range.
It's not 520. It's 590. So it's about 170 off.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Gotcha. I'm making that 590. Yes, sir.
It's 590,736. I think is the number that the assessor has. And you said you were basing the retail on how much a square foot?
We were basing it off of a triple net, $15 a square foot in terms of rent that we're capitalizing out.
They think that's what the going market rate is out there. I don't know.
I have a market figure here for that, and then a note about the characteristics. But if we're at 597.36, that's a lot better than our 1.5 million figure from last year. So.
Sure. Let me ask the assessor how they came to the figure or what they say.
The value is 357.684, and then the land value we have.
$3.50 a square foot. $3.50 a square foot.
Comes out to $190,000.
Right.
$570,000.
Could he hear that? Did he hear that?
Did you hear that by chance?
Yeah, I heard. Look, it's just the land. I got you. The improvement was $300 and change, and then, I got the land value.
And so the triple net around here, we've been going with $17. Just for you to know, that's what Cox brought in. That's what I've had others do, so.
Okay. And if you figured yours at 17 instead of 14 or 15, whatever you had.
15, he said.
How much would that be? Just out of curiosity. Another $2 a square.
I can't do math on the fly. I'm sorry. I won't go on record doing math on the fly. I'm always wrong.
We got roughly how many square feet? 3,000 square feet?
3,175.
$3,198
a square foot.
$3,252 adjusted.
Okay, they're basing it on 17 instead of 15. Well, they're not basing it on 17. They just did a structure or cost valuation. So that's what they did. Any questions?
Gotcha.
Any questions, Cheryl?
I have no questions. I feel the values.
As far as value out there, do you have any inclination that that's high or low?
$198 a square foot. I think he's right in line.
Okay, so you agree with the 590? Okay. All right, Byron, I think we're going to make a motion here to deny a change in value from the 590-736 based on what we're seeing as far as market rates around here and the value. We think you're in line now, and it certainly gets the mistake corrected from previous years and helps your client substantially. So I would make that motion to deny the value.
Second it.
So second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. It is 590-736. You can tell your client, but we're going to deny a change of value to go lower at this time.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you, Byron. Take care. If I'm correct, we are on BOE 395.
Yep.
And we have
Lowe's.
Well, this is on Lowe's.
So just to let you know on this one, we assessed, because we've been to STC with Menards, and although Lowe's is older, we went and reassessed them and Home Depot and Lowe's. You've already heard Home Depot. You held it at what we had, and so this was assessed in the same manner.
Okay. Do we know what value they're claiming it should be? They think, boy, that's a big difference.
That's a huge difference.
Let me go to theirs.
Based on Lowe's SF of 126.
I think they wanted it 5 million.
Yeah, it's on the screen behind you. Based on square foot, 126.748.
It says square footage of 126 at $40 per square foot. They've got it at $40 per square foot is what
they're also showing 10,000 square feet less in their building. Yeah, the base area that is on the beacon is 135,214. And they're at 126.748.
I'm not seeing this file in the box. Did they just?
Is it in the one down there?
Oh, it's in.
We had to split them up because there were so many.
No, I got it.
Dan, you want to come up here and speak to this when they have questions?
Sure.
Thank you. On that one also, we have notes written for you guys.
I don't see anything.
On your, in your folder.
Yeah, I'm looking.
This is yesterday. Okay, we're ready to go ahead and call them. What do we, do they have anything besides just the?
As far as their, I haven't looked at their evidence yet. I've only read what she, what the
notes were. Mine takes forever to download. So.
And so, David or Jerry, which, would you like to look at it on paper, side by side from the last time? And like I said, on your computer, we have a note sheet telling what was done, so.
I think I've got the hard. I think I've got this one here.
Okay.
This is side by side.
What's in it?
In our notes, it tells what the square price per square foot is also.
Damn. What year was Home Depot built? Like 2006.
All right. I'm gonna go ahead and call.
And Lowe's is probably...
Yeah, I'm still reviewing everything.
10 years older, maybe. I don't know.
Abraham Benson is not available. Record your message at the tone. When you are finished, hang up or press pound for more options.
Abe, this is David Akers from the Taney County Board of Equalization. We're having a long day here, so we didn't get to you at 3:30. I guess if you want to call back into the clerk's office and let them know when you're available, I would appreciate it. We're still on the bench right now or in session, so we'll be here for a little while more.
What number do you see for?
There's another what?
Number.
Another phone number to call. Okay.
So they're bigger.
We'll try the other number.
I got Home Depot.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's his, that sounds like to be his personal cell phone. If he's not answering that, I don't know where we're going to get him.
He has it on the application also.
Okay, what's that? Well, if you want to.
Yeah.
Here.
This is the
number. Okay. So it's, Lowe's is a much bigger, I mean,
54.
Yeah.
Because
it's
eight.
Oh, they changed. That's right.
So Lowe's, yeah, 132, but I don't know. If you click on the this image here.
All right. Let's go back. The next one is we got one in Revocable Living Trust, the Robert and Catherine Gibb. It looks like.
On Lowe's, we didn't.
It's a lease summit. It's a teleconference. Do we have any information that they have another one?
I'm looking.
Okay. Robert. And one thing we found when we did all the arguments for Home Depot, Lowe's, all those, they don't typically add their garden center in.